This is 91.1 WEDM, and you're listening to the Inside the Huddle podcast.
91.1 WEDM, welcome to this week's segment of Inside the Huddle. Going to do it a little bit differently. One segment with all of us here. It's me, Colin Echols. I'm here with
Ta,
DJ Uzi, a.k.a. Azu,
and Jameson.
So, all right. A lot of stuff has been going on. We want to do this now. Last night, UNC took on Duke.
It
won 88-72 at Duke. Big win. I had UNC picked.
Didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh. Promise I did.
Okay.
But, you know, the main thing that everyone's talking about is Zion Williams and how he went down, what was it, 33 seconds?
Okay. You guys got to explain it to me vividly of what happened because I only saw the article.
I'm going to explain it to you. Basically, in like the first or second possession, he came in and tried to stop on the dime at, like, the free throw line. And he leaned backwards, and his one leg went forward, and the other one went backwards. Like, you know how people who do gymnastics, they stretch. It, yeah. like, looked like that. So he grabbed the back of his knee. But his foot, the reason he slipped, so his foot, like, ripped through his PG, basically.
So it ripped through his shoe. Like, not the upper part of it, like the foam part on the sole. It went straight through.
I got a question. I'm probably sure everybody's been saying it. So what are we going to take from Zion's injury?
What do you mean?
As in the rest of his career.
Well,
it's not. I don't think it's going to have that much effect.
His injury is.
It's minor?
It's minor because he was able to walk off the court.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you was like. Oh, he had to get carried off.
Nah,
it's more of a big deal because it could have been worse than, you know, just him hurting his knee. Like, he could have really, like, tore his ACL or something, it'd probably been career ending. So that's the whole hype about it.
Yeah, and then people are trying to figure out, like, because he's not old enough to, like, necessarily sign with the team. So people are like, oh, Zion's going to Adidas now or whatever. Because, you know, that could have, like, really affected him. But me personally, I don't feel like it's necessarily Nike's fault. It's not Nike's fault that he ripped his shoe necessarily because Zion's like 275. Why are you playing in PGs? That's more of a guard style
shoe. That's a light man shoe.
Yeah, because they're real light.
So then wouldn't we have to blame that on the Duke's like athletic department or
not necessarily because he can choose his own shoe.
Yeah.
He chose to go out there in those Paul Georges.
But the thing is though, and we're not bashing Nike or Paul George or anything. A report got released that it's not Nike's fault. Nothing's going to be held against Nike. It was just the way he plays and how
like
big he is.
Yeah,
it was just a freak accident. Like nothing on the. He the was upper,
everything
the upper part
rips.
It was all the,
especially if they're not brand new. If he's already worn.
Yeah,
he was better off putting on. If you want to play in a guard like shoe, he was better off playing in like Kyrie's because at least they're higher on.
Or LeBron.
Yeah, but no, like
that's not a guard like shoe. Them things are chunky.
They really are. But no, like we said, we're not bashing Nike or anything. It wasn't Nike's fault, but it's just one of those things where. It's a freak accident, and it kind of looks like their fault, but it's not. So, really, I mean, moving forward, obviously, I don't think Zion's going to be playing in the same shoes anymore. And there was also a post-game interview. I don't know if any of y'all watched it about R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish. They was both talking about how that changed the whole momentum of the game for the Blue Devils.
The second leading scorer in the ACC number one is R.J. Barrett. So, they're the second biggest scorer in one of the second biggest scorers in college basketball, you know, when he's on your team and he goes down, it's going to be
a change.
Big change.
There's going to, but scoring wise, who's getting the possession of the ball, you feel me? Because Zion is a big man who'll do a fast break.
Yeah, there was no fast break, and I thought, because I watched the whole game, I thought there was really no defensive presence at all for Duke. Because Zion is their defensive presence.
I'm not sure because in the way they play college basketball, it's more of, I'm not saying defense is not a counterpart, but it's offense. It's mainly
offense.
offense. Like, it's off. Everything is offensive based. Like, I don't recall of someone going number one or going into the draft
because their defense.
And yeah, going top five because of their defense. Like, look at all the last few picks. Unless you're like a forward, even the forwards and centers could score. Like Ayton and, you know, all of them, Bagley.
Yeah.
All the recents, they can score.
If you look at Zion, too, he can score. Like, no, that's no question. But there was no fast break presence, no defensive presence. And, you know, Zion is also a very big leader on that Duke team. So you lose one of your leaders for any sport. I mean, that changes.
How's the rest of the team going to react to it?
That's how you gotta ask. Right, and when you lose someone the caliber of Zion.
Which was a big presence for
Duke. Yeah, it's just. It's going to throw your whole team off. So, to me, it was no surprise that they lost that game.
No. But.
And then my fault for cutting you off. But then you got teammates, you know, all your teammates are close. So, you got teammates thinking about Zion. Oh, he just got injured.
Is the team okay?
I get what you're saying, but when it comes to stuff like that, you always have to have the mindset of the next man up. So, you have to.
True.
So, the next man has to know I have to produce at the same level that. Or close to the same level that Zion has been.
But my
producing.
Question is, who is the next man?
After Zion? Bro, we really don't know.
Because.
On some real stuff.
It's not Cam Reddish because they play the same minute. So he's necessarily not the next man. And he scores and puts up numbers. Now, I'm not saying the next man has to be someone off the bench. But it's like, he already plays a high quality of basketball. Same with RJ.
Yeah, I was going to say, same with RJ. They already play a lot amount of minutes and score a lot of points.
Is with this Zion injury, are they still you guys' favorite to win it all?
No.
And who is your favorite?
My favorite has never been Duke.
Who is your favorite?
To win it all. I think personally that Kentucky's going to come back.
Over Gonzaga. Over Tennessee.
Because look, if you think about it, Tennessee jumped to number one and they hadn't played a single ranked team in like 8 games.
Tennessee is actually number 5 right now.
I know, but when they were at number 1 before they got beat, I'm saying, you know, it was like they hadn't played a single ranked team in like 8 or 9 games until they lost to Kentucky. So I think Kentucky's going to turn around and make a comeback because, you know, Duke always has these stacked teams, but for some reason, you know, they never end up going.
Personally, I can just say, yes, they're going to still be my favorite team. But since I'm from North Carolina, I'm more of a homebody college. So I always look at UNC and Duke as my two favorite basketball teams, whether what their season looks like or not.
I have no faith in the Kentucky movement.
Really? Wow. No faith?
At all.
Wow.
Who you picking?
It depends on how this Duke situation plays out.
Okay, so assuming it doesn't play out, who are you picking?
I got Gonzaga.
Really?
And there's like no team that can. I can't put any other team over them because they beat Duke when Duke was number one.
True.
They beat Duke with everybody on.
True.
And Duke was terrorizing everyone else.
Okay.
So they beat him. And I mean, Kentucky, it's like, They pick and choose the days they want to show up.
But if you think about it, though, Kentucky's one of those teams that's going to live back in the shadows until it comes time for March Madness, which isn't too far away.
But that's not Kentucky. They've never lived back in the shadows.
Yeah. I agree on Jameson with that
one. Yeah, I'll give
never.
You that.
Then,
yeah,
they never. On top of that, I don't see Kentucky being a team like UNC at all.
I see UNC doing something, too, when it comes to tournament time.
Because Kobe White, I mean, Tyler Hero can't stop Kobe White at all. I think Kobe White averages like 16 points for UNC.
Something like that.
It's 15.7. So, yeah, you could just say around 16, just shy of 16. Tyler Hero is right around 13. He's a great scorer, don't get me wrong, but I don't see Kentucky beating UNC.
What about Kansas?
Okay, I want to talk about Kansas for a sec because Kansas, is it just me or is it like, does it feel like every year they're expected to do something and then they choke? when it comes to playoffs.
I wouldn't necessarily say choke.
Choke, yeah, but you, they are
but they
expected
do, they don't
to
do. They don't do what they're expected
but
to
they
do.
But they never have the, like.
So when you have the top rank, like Kansas and UNC and Duke, okay, they all produce.
They don't have.
Like the, Hall of Famers, NBA stars. And so they're expected to do big things.
I don't necessarily, I didn't see them going all the way because they didn't have the class that they usually have, but I've never really been a Jayhawk fan.
I like the Jayhawks.
I just think everybody expects a lot out of them because of what they've been able to produce in the past. And if they don't meet up to the same standards, it looks bad on them.
Very true. Very true. But at the same time, you know, you got one of the highest ranked recruiting schools in the league, in the nation, at Kansas, and you know they got all these star players.
And for me, for you saying that, I heard they was talking to LaMelo.
Yeah.
Them and USC, so I'm really hoping.
Okay,
he goes
so
there.
Yeah, let's kind of use that as a transition point. Let's talk about LaMelo for a little bit, because we've been talking. LaMelo's kind of been in and out of the news for a while, right?
Ever the greatest ball to ever play the game.
Whoa. Chill.
Yeah, the greatest ball.
I can agree with that.
He's the greatest ball, bro.
His statement.
Chill. Yeah. Chill.
He has a better shot than Lonzo.
I can agree with that statement, but keep going.
Nah, but he's been in and out of the news a lot recently as being either a very high-caliber player in some of his games or a very low-caliber player in some of the games, and that's why I think...
He was playing in Europe.
But still.
I'm talking about that's Inspire. Europe.
This is
if
his,
he's not scoring, he's passing. If he's not passing, he's scoring.
But if you look at what he put up.
It got to a point where he was scoring so much that he didn't care about how he scored.
True. But
he
like,
started doing just dumb shots and making them some. Just he started making them.
I'm just saying, though, you can't go and be an on and off player, go to somewhere like Kansas and produce like they want you to. Like, am I wrong to say that?
No, but actually, this is old backtracking the conversation, but Tennessee is actually number one now. They're 23-1. They're still not my favorite, but I just had to fix what I said. Last time I checked, they were number five, but now
they jump back.
They're number one. 23-1. Their only loss this year actually
is to Duke.
It's to Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. My fault.
Yep, they lost by 15 points.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, Kentucky can come out and beat a number one team like that. So I really think Kentucky's going to do something.
Okay, hold up. I want to talk about in-state. I want to talk about Romeo Langford. How do you guys feel about all these IU losses, and he chose IU to go to a college, and he could have went
somewhere
better.
I think Romeo Langford is the biggest sellout in basketball of all time.
I'm not going to say his decision to go to IU was bad. I just don't feel like they hyped him up too much to me. Like, he got there, and he figured out that he's no longer, like, the greatest player one of the greatest players in Indiana anymore because he's with a whole nother – I want to say two or three classes that, you know, play at the same level or higher than him. So he, like, I think he got there and humbled himself, I should say. So he hasn't been doing what we used to see Romeo Langford do from New Albany. He got to IU and then, you know.
Okay. Both of you guys are kind of wrong talking about sellout. I don't see how he sold out. I mean, yeah, his team is not doing all that great. Yeah, that happens, but...
But I'm saying...
Sell out. How is he selling out?
Because, look...
18.7 rebounds and 4 assists. How is he selling out?
Let's look back at... I want to start his senior year of high school. The last game he ever played against the Warren Central Warriors. Right?
This is high school. We're talking about all D1.
Warren
Central has no... They have no one higher than a 3-star recruit. Tell me if I'm lying.
No, you're not lying. But I'm telling you right now that he is.
Think twice, Mike.
He sold.
And he was a 3-star.
He sold out against Warren Central.
He didn't sell out.
Yes, he did. He threw the ball out of bounds.
They barely. Warren, no lie, we go to Warren Central and they barely got past him because how much did he put up on them?
He put like 20 something.
Nah,
no, I thought it was.
Nah, it was yeah. a good. It was almost like, 30, bro.
I think it was almost at 30.
It was like
was almost 40.
It was almost 40.
He put okay, out so he threw good amount of points.
All right, but look, I'm saying you threw the ball out of bounds against Warren, gave him the ball back. David Bell goes down, puts it up, buzzer beater, woohoo! Warren goes to state, ends up winning. Now you move into your freshman year of college, your only year of college. You're predicted to go number 5 overall in the draft, which I also think is wrong. I don't think he should be.
I don't think he's ready for the NBA.
He's not ready. Ready for the NBA 18, ever.
18 points. What is so wrong about Romeo?
No, bro, I'm not saying anything is wrong with him.
You had the opportunity to beat Purdue, right? Or at least make it a closer contested game than it was.
Okay.
It was
I have one question.
Okay.
They would have got that Purdue win. They still would have been 14-13. What does that one win do?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Hold
up, one more point. This is college basketball. We're talking about there's teams like Tennessee. There's teams like Duke and Kentucky and Gonzaga, Virginia. It's teams with multiple five-star recruits. And we live in Indiana. You know that. All you got to do is be the man at your high school to get an Indiana offer.
That's pretty much. But I'm saying.
And that's in any sport.
I'm saying, though, Romeo Langford had the opportunity to hit 2 free throws, put them up by 1 with, 9 seconds to go against Purdue. Purdue ends up winning it by 2. Granted, the shot still would have won him the game by 1. But then you have the opportunity to come down instead of having to pull up for a 3 to win the game. You can take it in the paint. Drop it in on a little float or something, end up winning by 1. I'm saying you had the opportunity to beat him on a free throw, and you sold out.
You're trying to throw all the pressure on Romeo.
On one man.
Because that's all they have.
And Purdue's best man didn't even hit the game winner for them. They won by a tip, a lucky tip. When your center is 7'4", you better get the tip.
That's what I'm saying. But still, Romeo was supposed to be this guy that's going to go and turn the IU program around, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, okay. Let's look at their records. What is Purdue's record right now?
Purdue, I think they're 18 and I'm not sure.
It's 18 and something. It's like 18-5.
Nah, they're not. They're not that good. Hold up, I'll tell you for sure. Purdue, they are 19-7.
19-7.
I wasn't far off.
And Indiana is 13-13.
So, how you're explaining it, Colin, is that Romeo is supposed to make everybody else on the team at his level.
So,
make everybody on the team play up to the profession they need to be playing.
I'm not saying that he's supposed to be doing that, right? I'm not. I think sellout was a bad word for me to use for Romeo. I'm saying, let me rephrase it. He's overrated. For what he was. Because he was supposed to come in. Wasn't he supposed to come in and change the whole IU basketball program around?
No.
Yes or no? Yes, he was.
No. One man was going to flip the whole Indiana around.
It wasn't true, but yes, that's what was being said.
Who else do they have? Juwan Morgan. That's it. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't know who
that is. Do you know who that is?
No.
You know Isaiah?
Juwan Morgan? No.
All right. Does anybody else know anybody on Indiana?
No.
Oh, okay. And one person was supposed to take them all the way in March Madness?
Not all the way in March Madness. They're
still above 500.
They weren't saying that he was going to take them to a championship and win them a championship. They were just saying he was going to turn around and get them out of the slump that they've been in and finish with like a...
Did they even finish the season with a record above 500 last season? Because I don't think they did.
No.
All right,
and right now they're on track to finish below 500 again.
They're at 5. Yeah, they are, but it's one man.
It doesn't matter when you're predicted to be someone that's going to come
in.
Yes,
it does.
No,
it's not one man against all these other colleges.
These teams
with 5 stars.
This is not high school. This is not everybody in your area come together and we're going to make a team and go against these people. These are recruited people. It's people that come from overseas to play for Kentucky and Duke. And
I'm saying, look, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it does matter that you were spoken about by multiple sources and the NCAA and college basketball fans everywhere to come in and change the IU program around or whatever and put them above 500, blah, 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 blah. Put them on your shoulders and carry them all the way, not to a championship, but to a winning record. And then you come in and you can't do that.
So what do you expect out of Romeo? You wanted a what? You wanted a 19-7 record?
No, I didn't want a 19-7 record, but I didn't want...
What? I'm asking you, what did
I wanted like a, what, 15 and whatever record. 15 and...
That would make them 15-11. So you rather wish that they wouldn't have lost two games.
Yes.
Okay, bro, well, let's look.
That's inevitable.
Let's look at Indiana's losses and how close of games these are. They lost to Michigan. They beat Michigan State by 4.
Okay.
They lost to Iowa by 4.
Okay.
They lost to Ohio State by 3.
Okay.
They lost to Purdue by 2. That's just in February alone. They lost to Maryland by 3. They lost to Northwestern by 7. These are close.
That sounds like improvements from last season.
These are extra improvements from last season,
but I'm just saying, if it's that close, why is he not taking them all the way? I'm just saying.
There can't just be he calling. That's,
okay. Bro, I'm telling you. Okay, if you're supposed to come in and flip a program around, you need to hold up to it.
What you're saying, Colin, but listen, you're talking about Romeo Langford.
All right, well, hold up. Let's talk about these close games. So that game they lost to Iowa,
mm-hmm.
he had 25 points.
Right.
That game they lost to Ohio State, he had 27 points. The game that they lost to Ohio State, he had 29 points. The game they lost to Louisville by 1. They lost to Penn State by 2. They lost again to Northwestern by 2. Northwestern, 25 points. I haven't heard a sellout game yet.
That's why I rephrased it to sellout versus overrated.
How's that overrated?
He just
25
is.
25 points. You're carrying the team.
Dude, I'm...
You're carrying. You're literally... If without those 25 points...
He's carrying the team. But I just think he should be carrying the team at a higher level than he is.
That's like... This is like...
Bro, he does... Okay. Let me talk about
Westbrook and the Thunder 2 seasons ago.
Let me put it to you this way.
This is like when LeBron was going to the Lakers and the Lakers were supposed to. I don't really see them making it. Go to the playoffs, I don't see them making it far.
We're not talking about the Lakers. The Lakers are going to be sad. But
listen, it gave all this hype to LeBron because LeBron was going to the Lakers.
He's
going to
come
and the greatest player in the NBA.
He's
going
to come and change the Lakers franchise.
He did. They went from 4 wins to 28 or however many they had.
And they went
from third seed
to 10th seed. What's your point?
They went from 12th seed.
Without LeBron.
They went to 12th seed
to 10th seed. With LeBron back, they're still not winning as much as
they went to 12th seed to 10th seed. Yeah, they're above 500. They're not going to make the playoffs. What a great change.
Right, but still. It's still a better thing than what they had. But I'll give it to you. Romeo does carry his team offensively. Do he play defense? No. He does not play defense. Am I wrong to say that? Am I wrong to say that he does not play defense?
Huh?
Romeo does not play defense.
Does James Harden play defense?
No.
Does LeBron play defense?
Bro, and that's the unfortunate thing.
Does KD play defense?
Because in high school, they like teach you, train you up to play defense. Like, you don't play defense, you're not going to make team, you're not going to be effective.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You get to college, don't even have to play defense, honestly. You just have to be a good offensive player.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you get to the pros, and it's just like
free ball out there. We literally just talked about this. Offense gets you to the NBA.
Yeah. Very true. We did talk about that. So, I'll give you it.
If you're not putting up points for recruiters to look at, high number points, 25 points. If you're not in the high teens, then it's a low chance of you getting recruited off of your offense and your defensive play.
All right. Y'all win that one. I'll give that one to y'all. But can we all agree that Romeo should not go number 5 overall in the draft?
He can go number 5. My tripping. As long as my man's Bo Bowl is the number 1 center going into the draft, I don't care what Romeo does. Bobo Rookie of the Year, I stamp that. Y'all wanna argue on that?
Matt,
I just want y'all to name another center with a 56% 3-point percentage.
I'm not arguing with you. Did I argue with you? No.
Okay. I wasn't gonna argue. I was just breathing hard.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, I still don't think Romeo should go number five. I think there's plenty of people that should go above Romeo.
Like?
I think Bo Bo should have the number five. Bo Bo is not predicted to go in the top 10. He's going like 12.
He's going like 12, 13.
That's what I'm saying. I think he should go number five.
It's okay. I don't want him to go to no sad team. He can go number 13. Go to Boston. Is that where he's projected still?
I think so.
Go to Boston. Get your money. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you on no Suns team, no Lakers team,
Hawks.
No, Chicago. I don't want to see you there.
The Cavs.
With the Chicago stuff, dude. I'm a Chicago fan.
I don't care. I don't want to go to Chicago.
When's the last time have you heard the Chicago's a big impact? Jordan Chicago's came have back this season.
Jordan came back from retirement and didn't even want to go back to Chicago.
Didn't he go? Where'd he go?
Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
To the Wizards.
We don't care about no. He didn't want to go back to the place he won six rings at.
Because he knew he wasn't going to win no more.
It's crazy.
Exactly. Okay, so Chicago, they didn't get good till D. Rose came into the picture. And
bro,
we're
not talking about the NBA.
Hey, we off the NBA.
Let's talk about Warren Central basketball.
We're off the. That's for another podcast.
That's for another segment, bro. Come on. Let's hop back on to college basketball. Who is y'all Final Four?
I just see UNC in the picture.
I got my Final Four of the bet.
Who's yours?
UNC.
Understandable.
I'm going to say UK going to make a run. UNC, UK. I don't even know if this is possible because how the brackets work. I really don't know if this is possible.
Loyola, Chicago.
Yeah, I think Loyola, real talk, I really think Loyola finna come in and do something.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They weren't supposed to do nothing last year. Here we are in the Final Four. That old lady kept praying or whatever
Gonzaga doesn't win it all, I just want my man's, the Indiana native Kyle Goddard, just go ahead and get his and go to the league.
I think Gonzaga's got a good shot to go all the way.
Dude, I just want Kyle Guy, you know, Virginia boy, LC graduate. You're from Indianapolis. Go get your money. Just
come back to Indianapolis for the Final Four.
But you know, I don't know where he's projected to go. I think he's still first round.
He's first round, but he's like 15 or something.
Yeah, just keep it in the mix.
And it's the top 15. He was just top 15 in the draft,
so Indiana can pick you up.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, though. So, obviously, we think Zion's going to make a comeback. Wait, before we wrap this up, hold on. There's one more thing I want to talk about with Zion. One more thing. People in the NBA, NBA players, Isaiah Thomas talked about this. I think Kyrie talked about this. And a couple other people talked about it. Letting players go straight out of high school into the NBA. Should it be allowed again?
Yes.
You technically can. You just got to do an extra year of high school.
But I'm talking about, like, should they be able to go Kobe and LeBron and go 4 years of high school and just go to the league?
It depends on who you are.
Nah.
I think if you're at the caliber.
I think Zion could have.
I don't even think there should be one and done in college.
I don't think you should be able to do that because we in a new NBA.
Back then, I'm saying, though,
we got a different level of hype. Like, back then, you knew the number one player in the country. And you probably knew, like, top five, and then that was it. But because of social media, one person, if you do the right dunk in game, you're going to be hyped for the rest of your season. And with hype, that means people going to be like, oh, we go straight to the NBA. You know how many people how many prospects going to try to go straight to the NBA?
I'll give you that. I still think it should be allowed, though, because not for everybody.
People like Zion,
people like Zion that was coming out and doing what he was doing at the level that he was doing every game.
I think he
should. But you guys also got to think about
playing little kids.
The players that go to college.
He was doing it at Duke.
He was playing little kids.
You can't say they little. That's them as D1 athletes.
He was doing it at, I'm saying, like, in high school. If he would have went straight to the league, he wouldn't have had that growing experience, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, though,
5'9".
But you got to think about, the players got to think about their, 6'9". If the NBA don't even work out for them, they're not going to have no type of degree.
They go back.
They're just going to have the little money they have if they don't.
Put it this way, if you're going to the NBA out of high school, more than likely the NBA is going to work out for you, yes? Okay. Yeah. So,
nah.
No.
My thing is,
What?
LeBron?
We're talking about Kobe. Greg we're Oden? Talking about that era before everybody just started shooting at half court.
We're talking. Zion, I don't think he's going to do nothing in the league. But that's for another day.
I think he's going to do something in the league. I'm just saying, though, y'all should be... If
that
you're,
boy is a spitting image of LeBron James.
He's, whoa! He's sounding like a what's bro name on the Hawks? Is it Josh Collins?
Yeah, Josh Collins.
That's,
yeah, yeah,
that's yeah. exactly how I picture him playing in the NBA. Athletic, you can boom, you got no jump shot.
Very true. He don't.
He could pass better, but...
I'm saying if you're someone like Zion, it would have been a good thing for him to be able to go out of high school. Reduces his risk of injury, blah, blah, blah. You know, he can go to the league and not have a risk of injury and maybe get to play a little more. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Once again, this was an episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast. I'm Colin Echols. Sitting down with me this week, Ty, DJ Izzy, a.k.a. Isaiah, and Jameson Nelson. Make sure you check us out once again next week at this same time for another episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast here on the Sports Voice. If you're Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of our podcast, Inside the Huddle. You can find more episodes on iTunes or on our website, WEDMFM.com.